Good evening. I'd like to call this special meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on Thursday, September 26, 2024, to order. It is now 7 o'clock. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Arthur Newberg?
Here.
Amy Petanici?
Here.
Sarah Vidomsky?
Here.
Jessica Berrios Perez?
Here.
George Kurtica? Ronald Sill? David Chevarella?
Present.
Robin Falcioni Smith? Robert Heider?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect you have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. On number four, additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. It's a special meeting, so there can't be any. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anyone from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, 6.1, approval of minutes. There are none for this meeting. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $12,137.02 dated September 20th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
So
made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Robin Falcioni Smith, are you on the meeting?
I am.
Okay, so just mark her present. Thank you.
Thank you. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, 350th Anniversary Committee. Move to approve the appointment of the following members of the 350th Anniversary Organizing Committee: Maria Blackwell, Kelly Germain Santiago, Mark Anthony Izzo, Pam Matto, Melanie O'Connell Anderson. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3.2, Section 13 of the City Charter waiver. Request of Tom Lionetti to waive Section 13 of the City Charter to serve as Republican Register of Voters and as a member of the Derby Public Library Board of Directors. Motion made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob Heider. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.4, Mayor's Report. All right. So first thing on it, I would like to report the Cedar Village housing development on Minerva Street is nearly complete, and the owners are currently showing the units to new residents. There will be a formal ribbon cutting ceremony next week, and that'll be on Monday. And we welcome Cedar Village to downtown Derby. The Trolley Point housing development on Main Street is nearing completion. We will keep it on its final steps of their progress. The Derby Shelton Bridge renovation project is expected to be completed in October. We are excited about the completion and opening of the new lanes. Should be much welcomed. Main Street widening project. We are anxiously awaiting the completion of the Main Street widening project. We know it has been an inconvenience, but the final product will be a source of pride for Derby. We appreciate your patience during this construction. We want to remind everyone that there are two more free concerts on the green. Tomorrow night, the Larry Ace Band will play country music. And next week, Old School will play classic rock and roll. Both concerts are from 6:30 to 8:30 on the next two Fridays. And I would like to thank our finance director, Brian Hall, Nancy Balses, Pam Happy, and Serge in the WPCA office. They all pitched in to help collect the WPCA bills due to unforeseen circumstances. They did a wonderful job for the city, and we appreciate it. They really kept that department running this week. with the absence of two full-time people, and I can't thank you guys enough. So, Brian, please let everybody know, too. Great job by your department. Seven, 7.1, community relations. Brent?
7.1.1, adopt official name of Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex. I move to adopt the official name of the Chatfield Street Sport Facility as Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex.
For a motion, Ryan? All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Arthur. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
7.1.2, move to close and disband the football field committee and the baseball field committee and thank them for their service.
That's in the form of a motion, Ron.
I moved.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Good.
That committee, I know, I think it was last year, they voted to use money left over from the paid-in donated to buy speakers and stuff. Is there money left to be allocated or used? I don't want to disband the committee if there's still funds left that...
There was supposedly funds left, but we haven't found them in 2 years. There's not a drop in anywhere showing that they're there. So we'd have to look for new money even for our signs. They couldn't find the money.
Did they pay for the speaker system that was going to be put in on a softball field, baseball field?
I'm not aware of that.
That was the committee I had attended as an alder.
They would have had to get the money out of the general fund. The money is gone.
It was supposed to be taken out of, I believe, the paid in. They had put money aside. And
which committee was that?
The baseball/football committee.
Oh, I wasn't on that one. I don't know.
Yeah. I went there as an alderman last year, and I know we had voted to use money from that fund at some time to disband it if there's still funds left.
Are you aware of that at all, Brian?
No, the Peyton Fieldhouse has some money left. But I'm not aware of any. I know the separate funds when they built the field.
In any case, I mean, the Parks and Rec is really, that's a Parks and Rec facility now. So if there was things that could be done, it could be done through that.
But there was a committee that approved the use of the funds. That's what I'm saying. If we disband the committee, and then who's going
to
approve?
Then it would default to Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Oh, on the record.
If that's what, you know, we get pointed to somebody else, but they haven't really met.
Within the last year, because I haven't been on the Board of Aldermen for over a year. So, yeah. But
that was the baseball committee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And George, weren't you there? George, were you there?
Yeah, I was on the committee. So, yeah.
I thought you were there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was on the committee when I was on the Board of Education there. And I think you're right. There was money set aside. I don't know if it's in the committee or if it's in the Payton account. So I don't know where so we haven't disbanded the Payton Fieldhouse committee. I know that's I haven't been at a meeting since I got elected as an alderman, but there's supposed to be money in the Payton account. So I don't know who has, Mark Izzo, the old finance director from the school board. He was the head of that project, the $25 million project. So we'd have to ask Dr. Conway to look into it.
Yeah, there's two different funds. One is the baseball field and field house. The other is the football field. I think the money that has been depleted that we're not aware of where it is or how much is left is the football field and track. The Payton donation is something completely separate. So I don't want that to be mistaken that those funds are missing as well. Because that's not the case as far as I understand.
I mean, but those projects are not, the projects are complete. The money that's left over, don't forget that money is City of Derby money. That money was given to the City of Derby. It's not like a private fund. It's that money was given to the City of Derby. So there's a small amount that they paid out. And if there's other improvements to the field, that could be done by Parks and Rec. Because half that committee that was the baseball field committee with what Mr. Hyder's talking about, the it was appointed Board of Ed members and all kinds of things. It doesn't even, it's not even constituted the way it was put together, because half the people that were on the Board of Ed are not even on the Board of Education anymore. And then other people who were appointed by virtue of their positions. And the problem is, then you had all kinds of other things with no accountability of that money, when really the project's complete. The field house is built, the baseball field is built. And now if you don't disband these things, then they take on a whole life of their own. And then people are doing all things all over the place. And administratively, it's a mess, when ultimately the Parks and Rec Commission is in charge of it. And they report to the Board of Aldermen. So, and if there's a need to have a committee for that, but it really is not, it doesn't really exist. It exists like kind of in name only. And then at the buffet choice of whoever wants to administratively use it to their benefit when they feel like they want to do it, which is not really a good situation, because the Parks and Rec couldn't even complete its work because there was so much ambiguity around this. So that's why the recommendation came to the committee, but that's up to you.
Well, I still think
the committee is in place, Mark. I was at the meeting last year. Again, they voted to spend the money on a speaker system and stuff. So my just concern is, if there's money there, the committee should be the ones deciding where the rest of the money goes. So I don't feel comfortable disbanding it until I know more information about whether there's still funds left.
No, right. And that's entirely up to you. But the committee, like, it's a quite like when will it stop?
What's the sense of urgency for disbanding this committee that you're saying because it's been existence anyway?
There's nothing for me, but I mean, administratively, it's a nightmare. And the committee had a meeting and they're making a recommendation. And that's, again, it's up to the board how you want to do it. But that committee doesn't really exist. It's if somebody wants to spend money for their own agenda, then that's when it comes. But it really, it should be either reconstituted or disbanded, because if we never disband it, then somebody stakes claim like there's a committee that they met for that one purpose, and then there were other improvements that were made and there was no committee, and there's no rhyme or reason to it, and no accountability for whatever money's left, that nobody even knows who has that money. But again, however you decide. But
we have another full board meeting in the next two weeks. Brian, is that something you can help determine if there's any funding available?
Try to look again over the 2 weeks. I think.
Do you think that there's no funding available?
Field house, which is where I thought they actually took the speaker money that it's supporting, so actually keep out of pink account.
Is the speakers are done, aren't they? They did. I think they did it.
Yeah. I can certainly confirm that that money came out of the Payton account. And that it's been, I don't know how many years since anyone's actually found any money in this other account that was, I think, with the state at one point when they were building the football. So, okay, now.
The speakers have not been replaced yet. They just did replace within the past month the windows in the press box, but the speakers have not been replaced.
And Rob, you're the chairman of the football field committee, right? Our latest one from a couple years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't met anymore or anything, but
right.
If you're not comfortable, Mr. Chevrolet, and you want to make a motion to table till our next meeting in 2 weeks.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to table that to our next
meeting. We'll definitely do it that time, though.
All right, so there's a motion. We already had a motion in a second. We were rescinding that?
Yes.
All right, so there's a motion now on the table to table it until the next meeting. Is there a second?
Second. Second, Sarah.
Okay, second, Sarah. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, 7-2, Property and Development Committee. No action. 7-3, Finance and Public Safety Committee. Sarah?
7.3.1, Opioid Settlement Funds. Move to approve expenditures of opioid settlement funds as recommended by the Finance and Public Safety Committee, specifically 15% of the funds to be put in the 2024-2025 working balance account for the boat to allocate for the 24-25 budget shortfall expenses in the amount of $15,273. The media awareness campaign subject to the approval of the chief of staff in the amount of $23,000. The police Polaris with stipulation that future replacement is prohibited from city funds in the amount of $25,000. The drug education and prevention supplies in the amount of $4,504. Total amount requested $67,777. And that's in the form of a motion.
All right, made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion?
I just have a question about that. What is the 15% of funds to be put into the balance there?
You are allowed to use
Ryan. Thank you.
You are allowed to use up to 15% of the funds for general purposes for the city. So in order to not make that decision on exactly what we're going to use it for now, we put it into the working balance where the boat committee can decide if and when we need to use that money for budget shortfalls or other purposes, that they are then allowed to allocate those funds appropriately.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8, new business. 8.1, 2024-2025 capital plan, budget and LOSIP expenditures. Move to approve capital plan expenditures from the 2024-2025 budget line item and LOSIP funds in the amount of $304,000 as recommended by the Capital Planning Commission on September 23rd, 2024. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Second, Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, Water Pollution Control Authority, request for 2 bid waivers. 8.2.1, up to $240,000 for Neuros blower purchase. And 8.2.2, $59,460 for Aaron Associates Pump Station Control Panel and Remote Terminal Unit discussion and possible action on both matters. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second, Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion?
Is Ed on?
No, Ed's on vacation.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Just confirming that the $240,000, the potential net cost after those UI grants, are $128,400. As we're gonna, and do we know, are those UI grants definite?
For them,
you know, Steve Iacone. Kev, I don't know if you're on, if you know if they're been applied for. I know they applied. I don't know how much more they've got to actually get the grant. UI approached the city on it, so I'm assuming it's pretty much a done deal.
In the most recent WPCA meeting, they quoted 90% likelihood of getting the grant. But when they approved the funding to write the grant,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, resolution, postponement of reevaluation pursuant to CGS. Move to defer the implementation of the reevaluation of real estate property required for the assessment year commencing October 1st, 2024 until the assessment year commencing October 1st, 2025. Is there a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 8.4, temporary construction easement for Route 8 Bridge. Move to refer this matter to the Planning and Zoning Commission pursuant to CGS 824. Do I have a motion to do that?
So moved.
Made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.5, road bond expenditures. Move to approve the expenditure of the 2023 road bond funds for the following purposes. Stelmack Road, remove existing asphalt and install new asphalt, $46,245.50. Silver Hill Road, milling and paving, $180,001.45.
Did they want the bid?
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Made by Rob. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dave Chiarella. Any discussion?
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Did this project go out to bid?
The road bond is the only thing that didn't go out to bid was the removing of existing asphalt on Stelmack Road. The other ones fall under the road bond. The company that's doing the paving said they couldn't get the Stelmack Road dug out and prepped for the paving. So we got a bid from Frank Pepe Construction. We can go out and get two more bids if that's the pleasure of the board. Time is kind of the essence because the plants will be closing soon. And we're trying to get these roads done before they close. So again, it's up to you guys.
Just for new board members, if you're not aware, according to the charter, so I think anything under 5,000 does not need a bid. Between 5 and 15, three bids. Over 15, go out and post bids and get hopefully three.
So how did Pepe submit his bid?
I asked him to go out and examine the road and give me a price to prep the road.
$46 was for Pepe versus the one you asked
for. How much was it? $23,000, I believe.
It looks like $23,025.50.
Stelmack Road is in really rough shape. We had a resident come in this past week, and I told him we'd try to get it done this year. If we couldn't get it done this year, then we could do it in the spring.
This is money that was left over from the original bond project.
The road bond, yeah. Right. We have, how much do we have in there, right, Brian?
I think there's 1.8 million
left. There's a lot of money left in this account. Is there a deadline that this has to be spent?
No.
Good.
Brian said no. I don't know if you could hear him, Rob.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
But there's a deadline for when we could actually pay. So we have the time constraint that if we want to get this done soon, we need to approve it. And if we wait till the spring, it may cost even more.
So correct. Yeah. Good point. We
save a few dollars now by bidding it, but in the long run, it may cost us more because we got to wait till the spring.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with the date on this bid being April 21st, I think we had time to go out. I agree. Now we're getting toward the end of the year, and you know, we want to get it done. It's not ideal, and I think going forward we need to follow the charter in these matters, but to get this done, you know, I'm happy to go forward with it.
And I apologize for not getting the three bids that were due, so that falls on me.
And these things usually go through committee first.
But if we waited for committee now, another board meeting, we'd never get it done. So
You're not going to be able to get it done.
Right, so do you have a motion and a second?
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. 8.6, Sterling Opera House Commission appointments. Discussion and possible action of the following appointments. The Sterling Opera House Commission, as recommended by Mayor Joseph DiMartino. 2 years, Gino DiGiovanni Jr. 3 years, Brian Coppola and Carly Patch. I'm probably killing her name. I'm sorry. And 4 years, Dana Florenza and Carlene Galuzzi.
Are these going to be separate motions, Mayor?
If you want to do it. What's the pleasure of the board?
I'll second it.
I'm motion made by Ron, second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Number 9, old business. 9.1, easement 43 Franklin Avenue, rescind previous action to modify easement. Move to rescind and cancel the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen's action on July 17, 2024, reducing the city's easement on the property known as 43 Franklin Ave.
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second? Second. Second by George. Any discussion?
Is this what we did last?
This is. What happened? Mr. Estwan, or Attorney Lima, do you want to
explain? Yeah, I think it's a pretty simple.
Thank you. The property owner modified the lot line so that the reduction of the easement was not necessary to meet the zoning regulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Executive session. A, 2 Factory Street. B, trash recycling transfer station operation agreement. And C, United Illuminating request for easements. I need a motion to go into executive session, invite Corporation Counsel, Chief of Staff, Linda Fusco. Anybody else, Ray?
No, I don't think so.
So move. 7:27.
All right. Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, so we're going to put the people online in the waiting room who are not part of the board, and then we'll pause the recording and then let everybody back in when the executive session is over.
Okay, welcome back. Make a motion to come out of his executive session at 8:07. Do I have a motion? Made by Ron, is there a second?
Second.
By Dave, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Number 11, regular session, action of executive session. A, 2 Factory Street.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to refer this item to P&Z, Planning and Zoning, for an 8:24 referral.
They're made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
By Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B, trash recycling and transfer station operation agreement?
No action.
No action. C, United Illuminated request for easements and agreements.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve and authorize the mayor to execute the side letter and all documents as part of the package dated September 5th, including the easements located at 49 Coon Hollow Road, 7375 Chatfield Street, Coon Hollow Road, and Roosevelt Drive.
Form motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. 12, Ron.
To adjourn at 8:08.
All right. Is there
a second?
Second.
Second.
Sorry.
Bye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.